Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, back in the studio, saddle back up, back in town from Chi-Town.
Yeah, buddy.
Joined by Randy Engston. What's up, man?
How we doing?
Good. I think my voice is a little raspy.
Yeah, I'm like 80% here.
Yeah. Lots of talking, lots of people, lots of fun. Guys, we're going to do a little recap on the Grow Summit. We just got back in town yesterday. Mm-hmm. We stuck around to watch the Cubs beat the Yankees at Wrigley Field, so that was a fun time.
Yeah, I got to fly the W, baby.
Yeah, they play that cool song at the end.
Go Cubs, go.
Yeah. Very cool.
It is. It's
traditional.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. So let's get into it, guys. We just wrapped up. This was our sixth Grow Summit. We kicked this thing off last week on a Thursday afternoon. So we flew in on Wednesday, set up all day, you know, Wednesday and Thursday. And by 2 o'clock, we were on stage in the pre-con. Mm-hmm. So the pre-con was something we put together this year to, you know, get more tactical, ask questions, take notes. We have a workbook that went with the curriculum, right? It was more of a lecture, but it was more of a hands-on kind of deal, right? So yeah. People were asking questions and we were going over concepts. We really are big on concepts within ProFit. And we went over the gym operating system and all the math that it takes to get into $1 million gym and the different models and how to run profitable marketing and everything else. So I kicked it off at 2 p.m. and went till about 3:30. I could have spoke for another hour just on my stuff. I actually had to peel back some of the content just to make sure we didn't go into the welcome mixer, right? So yep. I had to get off stage so Zach could jump on. And you know what? You know, that was a standing room only environment. It wasn't in the main room. It was in a classroom, a little bit narrow. So we were tight on space, but you know, I look up in the back and there's people standing around the back walls. And you know, the comments that I got was unbelievable showing for a pre-con.
Correct. Yeah. And we did. I had to bring in extra chairs. We had standing room only on top of that because we couldn't get any more chairs in the room. Mm-hmm. And for the pre-con, I mean, you know, people are anticipating the Friday, Saturday. For them to be there in the room, that, you know, ahead of everything, and be that engaged, that tactical, having great questions, getting their answers, the answers to their questions. Sure. It was a lot of light bulb moments in that room, you know, things that just made sense. It was funny, after you broke, you know, the group was coming out, and I was by the door, and, you know, when people are leaving the room of any summit, I mean, any education platform, whatever it may be, you know, you expect the conversation to be all over the place, but this was all very, very like they're coming out of the room talking about ROAS, talking about the sophistication levels of marketing, things that are wildly valuable. The reason that, you know, you guys are bringing that to the stage, mm-hmm. and for them to have these like mind-blowing epiphanies that, oh, I've been doing things wrong, or I can do things better, or,
totally.
You know, this is the way that I should be going about things. It was really cool. And, I mean, even to the point where one of the gentlemen texted us that, you know, he's got people booking on his schedule while at the summit, and how that changed his whole vision of how business could be done, you know, because he implemented those things from Thursday, and before he's even back in his gym on Monday, you know, the results of what you guys were teaching, mm-hmm. were taking place. And yep. that's what it's all about. That's really what it's about.
Yeah, we really wanted to do that. By the way, that's a ton of work. It just, you know, it's on top of everything else we're doing. But, you know, that was absolutely, it was like non-negotiable for mm-hmm. me. I wanted to make sure that we just give. And then Zach jumped up and kind of finished out the second half talking about the sales model, the ProFit sales model, as well as the delivery systems within your facilities And the questions could have kept going. We had to cut them off, which is really cool because we were then moving into the welcome mixer, open bar, appetizers, people, you know, getting to know each other, break the ice.
Yeah.
And all the vendors, you know, at that point were set up and open, and lots of good conversations there, lots of new faces. And then we kind of went into the evening. I broke off and went to dinner. And so, you know, I think you did as well. And then, you know, then we were into day one, you know. So day one was the Friday morning, and I kicked it back off again. Well, actually, we kicked it off by giving away an in-body.
Yeah.
We gave that away, and Deborah won that, sitting right in close to the front row. And she popped right up and got on stage and got that $10,000 in-body that anybody donated to the event.
They did, yeah. They said that I think it was the first time that they've ever done that. They loved it from their seat. They got, and that's another cool thing too, is, you know, the vendors that were in the room brought big value, a lot of great conversations. You know, I was walking the hall with them between, like, even as presenters were on, a couple people were still at some of those seats having deep conversations about how these things can help impact their business. And so the value from everybody, like the vendors, the speakers on stage, everybody just kind of took away a ton of value.
Yep. And
that's,
exactly.
That's the big name of the game, right? So.
Perfect. So then I kicked her off with what the best gyms do. I kind of give a little half-assed state of the union, half-assed, but like short part of the early part of the presentation. I always like to set the stage on, like, here's what's normal.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what everybody else, the average people do, the average gyms do, and here's what the, you know, top 5% do. This is what these guys are doing. And we broke down kind of, you know, the different thing, like the Matrix was in there, the Delta was in there, Lifestyle Clients was in there. And then I got off stage. Next up was Dan Waymera, kind of talking about, again, which was really cool because our two presentations married up with each other. I was saying the actions the best gyms do, and then his presentations were what the gym best gyms revenue looks like,
yeah, data.
within his platform, and then what those guys are doing, the outliers, and all the stuff like that. He jumps off. John Briggs gets on there talking about, again, he was answering the question, how well am I doing? Mm-hmm. So again, if we looked at the event from the pre-con to day one to day two, the pre-con was hard in the paint, tactical things. Day one, I guess day two, which was Friday, was what's working now? What are the best gyms doing? How to fix the problems now? And then day two was three. I keep saying day two. It's day three was, you know, the future of the industry. And so again, you know, John Briggs gets up there with Insight Tax. He's the author of Profit First from Micro Gyms, a beautiful book. If you guys want to get that, really breaks down the percentage of gross revenue to each line item. Again, it answers the question, how am I doing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that was a question early on in my early days. I was like, we're doing X amount of dollars. Is that good? What should I be trying to get to? Nobody really talks about that.
You know, and one of the big takeaways too from the Profit First stuff is the profit, right? We, from our mission here in this seat, is to help gym owners win. The big difference between having, you know, big gross revenue and having net profit in the business, it's not always the same, right? There are gyms that are doing $1 million and it takes them 980 to get there. But the big takeaways for those that understand, to your point, like what should a gym be doing when it comes to owner benefit? You know, how much payroll should be going to, or how much of my revenue should be going to payroll? Those types of questions, here's a real clear answer, a guide. And, you know, then you could build your business with some structure around those things. It gives it's like a scorecard, you know what I mean?
Right.
And a report card. So I love that. And a lot of big aha moments there. You know, people like it actually understanding, oh, you know, my business is doing really well, or I definitely got, you know, I've got to trim some of this here or make those little shifts and things like that. But the big takeaway for that is obviously, how is it impacting you as the owner? Not just, you know, what does it look like when I have that ego conversation around big revenue or, you know, gross revenue?
Yep. So then we broke off for lunch, had a great lunch buffet set up. You know, again, the vendors are all there. And then we kick back off after lunch with needle movers, which is a really cool exercise where we break up into groups. What was the big thing that you were able to do in the last 6 to 12 months that really moved the needle in your business? We had, you know, the top two people came up, kind of presented. Daniel Meng won that bottle of whiskey that I gave away. And, you know, from there, we moved into Lindsay Vastola, who, you know, crushed it up there on stage talking about EQ, emotional intelligence, how to teach this to your team.
Trickle-down leadership,
Trickle-down, that was the name of it. Yeah, trickle-down leadership. What an amazing name. So she was took that home, and then again, I guess I was up again. Jeez, yeah. Three times in the first day, I came up and did This Is the Way.
This Is the Way.
This Was the Way, and that was our kind of end of day one. And, you know, we went right from there into speaker roundtables. I got a lot of great feedback on that. So we broke off, guys, and all the speakers had their own table. We had buffet again open up with some appetizers. I think there was some, like, sushi out there, kind of rocking and rolling, open bar. Like, guys, we want to make sure that you guys don't have to go anywhere. It's right there in front of you. You guys can have a drink, you know, meet the speakers. Tom Plummer kind of mingled down about that time. He just got in town. So you can go grab a seat next to any of the speakers and have a chat.
Yeah, I think we had, 15 different presenters or something like that?
Well, we had some sponsors had the tables, too. Yeah,
but in total, I think it was about 15 different vendors or speakers that, you know, the audience had the opportunity to sit down and get the deep dive questions answered. Ask them the things that, you know, hey, you said this on stage.
What'd you mean by
that? What do you mean by that?
Here's my situation. How would you approach that?
Yeah.
Again, you know, I think I got a lot of compliments on just access to people. There's no big timers here. And even Tim Grover sat and hung out with us at the end there and just got a chance to take pictures. And it's like access to all the information. You know, whether or not you do anything with it, it's up to you. It's always the challenge, right? You take all this great info, and then do you do anything with it?
Yeah.
I know there's action takers in that room.
Oh, big time.
You know, because we got, you know, we have these little badges, these little ribbons that hang off the badges. And, you know, we kind of ran out of the $500,000 gym
once. Yeah, early. And that was a big difference for just kind of how we've seen the group kind of grow over the last, I mean, this was our sixth growth summit, right? So if we go back 2-3 years ago, the amount of people in that room that would qualify for that was fractional compared to those that came out for this event. And I mean, it was halfway through registration that we ran through $500,000 earners. So it tells me that the people that are in that room are serious business owners. They understand the premise behind, you know, running the business, what the goal is. It's not just kind of winging it, you know what I mean? There's phenomenal trainers within there, but they're also very capable and competent business owners.
For sure.
That is a big deal. That's a real big
deal. Big deal. Attention gym owners, are you ready to take your business to the next level? Join our exclusive Facebook group, ProFit Accelerator, and unlock the potential to scale your gym to $30,000 a month and beyond. In the ProFit Accelerator group, we're going to focus solely on helping gym owners just like you win. We offer regular training sessions and share our best proven strategies to boost your business. Join us now by searching for ProFit Accelerator on Facebook. Be part of a community that's all about success and growth, the ProFit Accelerator, where gym owners thrive. All right, now let's get back to the show. And then I think after that settled, that was about 7 o'clock. People kind of broke off, went to dinner, and kind of enjoyed the evening together. Then we were right back on stage, 9 a.m. again, Saturday morning. We kicked her off with Coco Black. Coco Black's our designer. The reason I brought him out was because he is so good at what he does, which is gym design.
Yeah.
Leveraging gym design for the unique advantage to beat your competition, just having a different looking gym that's aesthetically pleasing, the lighting's beautiful, and he went through example after example after example of like, here's what everybody else is doing, here's what you should do.
Exactly.
Got tons of wheels turning. You know, they even threw up a ton of, like, we did the remodel here with Pulse Fitness, and, you know, you look at the legacy, and you look back at the Pulse Fitness, like, damn, man, that was really basic. That's a basic gym. That's what everybody else does. And he's like, well, that's why you hired me, man, so you don't look like everybody else.
And we talk all the time about the client experience, right? The experience it's a hell of a lot more than just the training that the client's receiving. It's not just the programming and the accountability and things like that. It's, you know, when I walk in this facility, what is my initial reaction? A lot of his designs, they don't feel like a traditional gym. They don't feel like a gym at all in some regards. Some are, you know, they come across at whether it be high-end tech or spa-like, or they're just unique, you know what I mean, in that regard. And I think right before you even open your mouth as a gym or, as, you know, in your business, before you have the ability to tell somebody what you do, these are your first impressions. You know, like when somebody opens up those doors or walks in into here at Legacy, they've never experienced a gym that looks like this. And that right out of the gate is a big differentiator, right? And so the value that comes with that, it's immense.
Yep.
Immense.
Big time. So he gave example after example after example. So I know he's got a ton of calls booked this week. People want to, you know, his help to redesign their facilities and just get that advantage, beat the competition. That's what it's all about. It's not just having a cool, pretty place that you can say, hey, look at me. It's like, have that unique advantage to beat your competition. Then next up was Scott Carpenter talking about infinite banking, building wealth in the long term. Again, we were talking about future.
Yep.
So Coco was about the future of the business, the future of design. And then Scott Carpenter was, you know, leveraging cash flow for wealth, talked about real estate, talked about infinite banking policies, thinking bigger, right?
That was a big takeaway I got from a lot of the room was the authority to think bigger.
Yeah.
Right. Like just as a culmination of all of the speakers, the things that they brought to the table, it in a way, you know, it was blowing minds, but in a way that gave the audience the authority to go make decisions that will impact their business and their future. Like, especially with the Iron Circle, because it's so much about what comes next, not just the success of the four, you know, your gym, but like, what do you do with it? You know, where are you taking that? What is it going to do for your family over the years? And, so to hear people start to talk about that stuff while we're still in the mix, you know what I mean?
Like, sure.
That to me said that the lineup was great, right? I know we were hyper intentional about who, like the plan, right? Day one being kind of the state of the industry as things are and then shifting to the future. But I think that it really resonated with the room. I think they took that and felt that. And it was empowering, you know? It wasn't... Because you could take a lot of those things. I mean, there's some high-level conversation taking place. And it was cool that it wasn't, I didn't see people, like, meet that with resistance. You know what I mean? They all kind of just embrace, like, oh, I get it. I agree. Let me go do that.
Well, it's funny because after the pre-con, I got a lot of things like, well, great, but my clients won't do that kind of stuff. Like, in their head. They're still in their head. Yeah. Like, that mindset was still there. Later on, they gave that mindset up and like, look at this guy doing, this guy's doing, this guy's in Kansas doing it, this guy's in freaking Iowa doing the same thing. Like, I can do it. Like, let me just get rid of that thought now and just move forward. So, yeah, definitely it was super cool. Then after Scott was down, we brought you up and we did something called the X Factor panel. It was a little bit different. So we brought up some of our own clients, some of the gym owners we've worked with. We got Scott and Matt, Scott Wilson, Matt Toma out of Kentucky, Mac James out of Maryland, and then Tommy, John, and Jess out of Washington. Yep. Yeah. So they were up there talking about their experiences.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the best clips was Jess, like, hey, take action. That's what you want your clients to do when they walk into your gym, but you're not, you know, betting on yourself, right?
Yeah.
You're not going to take action on yourself. So that was some really cool stuff. Just talking about the differences of where they were in the past. All of them had worked with coaches or know of coaches or whatever. And they just get stuck at a certain point. You know, one of the cool things I did during my This Is The Way presentation, I just asked Iron Circle because they're, you know, they're in the first 3.5 rows right there or whatever. It's like, hey, since joining the Iron Circle, have you had your best month or best year in business since starting? Every single one stood up.
100%. Yep. 100%
stand up rate, meaning like, hey, they were doing something before, they got them to a certain point, they joined the Iron Circle, and then they exploded up to another level.
Yeah.
And eventually there's that's going to start to plateau unless they make more changes after that. That's just part of the, you know, there's these waves, right? So we finished that off with a little award ceremony. We gave something out cool this year called the Clockwork Award. It was really for any gym owner that's in our ecosystem that works with ProFit on some level, either the accelerator or within the Iron Circle, that was able to leave their gym for 4 weeks in the last 12 months and nothing burned down. Right? Like, it's like, that's the key, right? Moving from that self-employed to business owner quadrant, the pressure test is that 4 weeks and even longer if you can.
Yeah. There were gym owners that had over 12 weeks out of their gym in the 12 year Corey. 12. Yeah. I mean, Dubai and some all these like insane travel, you know. But the point is, he got home and his business was still not just still. Like, that's the thing. It's not just status quo. It's not just maintaining. The business is operational, still bringing in more revenue than the month prior, still continually growing. The one thing that really resonated with me was when Tommy and Jess were talking, because they're 18 months into business. They believe this is the way type mentality, right? Like, the structure and the processes and the systems that we've recommended, they've implemented and they've built into their gym. 18 months into business, they've got three trainers and both of them were here. They did 100% of the sessions that were on their calendar, like, and they didn't have to be in that seat. You know, for me, taking a business owner that's 18 months into their business, there's gym owners that we've worked with that have been 18 years that can't do that.
Correct.
And so in it, you know, it's so cool because it's not, once you believe this, once you start to implement those systems and put them into the business, this is the result. And it's just adhering to, you know, the belief that this is the way. These systems do work. Trust the process, run the play, and you will see that result. And for an 18-month gym owner to be able to do that.
Yeah, that's very impressive.
I mean, some of those guys that have been there 15 years doing it, look, it's that nice. You can take a week off. You know, weekend off. Yeah, exactly. It makes sense. But to be that new in business and have a whole team and the systems in place for you to be able to go and...
And not only that, they go snowboarding for several, like a week at a time. They're deep sea fishing. They're living their best life. That's exactly their words. And they're doing it right. They have a game plan. And so that was, yes, absolutely very cool. Can't do that when you don't have systems in place. So that was awesome. We went back, did the lunch thing again, came back. John Farkas takes the stage talking about scaling from 1 to 4 gyms in the last 9 months, how he did it, how he trains his team, brings people up on that level and how to scale that operation. Moved into then Thomas Plummer. Amazing 75-minute presentation about everything, different models. This is good. That is bad. Like, right? Tubbs, awesome. He's been around forever, and, you know, excited to have him come out. You probably, if you haven't heard Thomas Plummer speak, you're either brand new or you've been living in a cave because he's been around. He's coached me in the past, especially in the beginning, as well as probably a third of that audience.
And I don't know, he's retired 8 times and I think he's coming back to do a little bit
more. 9 times.
Yeah. when we were doing breakfast the final day, he was saying something. I was like, well, yeah, if I can pull you out of retirement again. And he just laughs because he'll be there.
He can't get it.
He loves it.
And we love him and he's just a great guy. I mean, we just have such a long history together. He was just really impressed with everything with the event.
Hey there, gym owners. Is your business standing strong, making at least $30,000 or more a month? And you're seeking the next challenge, like what's the next step in your journey? Well, look no further than the Iron Circle. Our elite growth community is the place for gym owners just like you who are not satisfied with the status quo. We'll show you how to take your business from good to great and from a strong gym into a powerful fitness legacy. Head on over to our website and apply to join the Iron Circle at ironcircle.net and start your journey to the next level today. All right, we'll see you inside the show. Bye.
And then we wrapped up the whole show with Tim Grover, who's the previous coach of Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, Dwayne Wade, Charles Barkley, all these big name athlete stars, mindset guy, physical trainer, right?
Yeah.
Physical trainer, trains in the weight room with these guys, keeps them healthy, mindset, everything, nutrition, all of it.
One of the coolest things is he takes the stage and you could listen to him read the encyclopedia and then he just does it in a way that resonates and it's, you know, unique. Like, he's good at what he does, but he starts the whole thing and he goes, you know, this event means a lot to me because I'm one of you.
That's true.
Relating. And, you know, I mean, there's a million mindset type, you know, presenters that we could have brought there, but he is in this seat. He was a personal trainer. He told us, you know, he worked for Jordan for what, 2 years, 3 years?
3 years before
he got a one check, you know, and I'm sure that feeling resonates with a lot of that room, right? There's a lot of the sacrifice that goes into it in the beginning and what it takes to get into a position to see that return. But for the guy to close it down at such a high level, to be in the same position as everybody that's in that room, mm-hmm. right? You know, like that one-to-one connection was just incredible.
Yeah, and he said a lot of cool stuff. He said the difference between interested people who are like half in, half out versus obsessed people. It's like obsessed people give interested people something to talk about.
Yeah.
The obsessed people are doing it. These guys are talking about it. Yeah. Very cool. That hit home across the board. Talked about giving up your heartbeats, and he was honored for us to be able to spend that time with him. And then I got the chance to sit up there and hang out for about 30 more minutes with him, a little campfire chat. Had about 5 questions I was able to ask at that time. He likes to go long-winded on those answers, but he just, you know, this is what it is. People got their questions answered. We had a couple questions come in from the crowd. We got that handled. And and then we wrapped it up. Nick and his video team was able to freaking splice it all together and give us a highlight reel at the end of the event.
In real time.
in real time. Super cool to see that. It took it from the pre-con all the way through Grover's talk.
Yeah.
When Grover got off the stage, it was the video was ready to rock.
With his clips in the video.
With his clips in the video within minutes.
He was blown away. I heard that from almost everybody. I mean, I was standing in the back of the room with some gym owners that have been to 4 or 5 of these with us.
Like, how did that happen?
How the hell did you guys pull that off?
Yeah, like, it's very cool to see that happening in real time. I know they were building it as each day goes, but like getting those clips from Plummer and Tim Grover right there at the end, popped them in. Blew everybody away, and then we made a huge announcement at the end. We're bringing the Grow Summit number 7 to Nashville. We've got these tickets on sale now, pre-sale, super pre-sale, cheaper than you're ever going to get another ticket for, $197. And we'll put the link in the show notes. We'll also put the recording link. You can purchase the recordings right now. I think they'll probably, by the time you're hearing this, they may be ready about a week after. Whatever, you can get your hands on the recordings. From all the way from the pre-con through Tim Grover, the way through the whole thing. Bingo, bango, and then you can join us again in person live for the Nashville event. How cool is that?
I can't wait. I mean, I can wait, but...
I need all the time I can get out of this.
Nashville is one of the coolest cities I've ever been to. Mm-hmm. We've done a Grow Summit there, and it's still one of my favorites. Can't wait to be back in the city. We're going right into the mix of it. We're gonna have like we always do. I mean, I think the hardest part for us is that the compliments we get at how incredible each of these events are, and we continue to raise the bar. We have to get out front again. We have to start thinking about how can we do that from, you know, an event side of things, because the last thing that I ever want is somebody coming to, you know, multiple events and not feeling like this was. Yeah, that much bigger and better than the last.
Yeah, I got a million compliments on this one. Like the details, it doesn't go overlooked. You know, Dan Waymero came off the stage like, dude, this is the best fitness event I've ever been to. And he's been to CrossFit Games, all those Two Brain ones, all of the stuff that's in the CrossFit world, as well as like, you know, Ursa and these other ones he's gone to. He's like, this is not even close, dude. Yeah. Like, this is the best. Which is a huge compliment coming from a guy, you know, who's been around. This isn't his first rodeo, you know?
It's funny, our boy Mac. We got all of the Iron Circle custom jerseys that were in attendance, right? We had their name and their favorite number on there and stuff. Well, I'm not a mind reader. So Mac comes to me, he's like, Mac for backstory is not a Magic fan, okay? Some of our Iron Circle experiences, we've had comedian magicians and things like that in the room, and it creeps Mac out a little bit. But
it runs out.
Yo, he literally leaves the room. It's voodoo. I'm gone. But so he comes up to me. He's like, hey, I got to ask you something. He's like, how'd you guys know my football number? He's like, did you guys go like back to my old photos or something and come up with this? I was like, yes, Mac, I'm reading your mind. He could not figure it out. And then he's like, when I told him, he's like, oh, yeah, I didn't even remember that you asked that way back when. And so, but it was cool. I mean, hearing literally like that's where some of those little details came in, right? When these guys spend a lot of time with us, you know, our Iron Circle, we get together three times in person a year, 4 times in total, plus other Zoom calls and things like that monthly. And for them to still see those little attention, you know, the detail that we put in, That's important to us. I mean, we are hyper intentional about it. And it's the same way that we go about, you know, our clients' businesses. It's intentionality through and through.
Mm-hmm.
Everything from the food choices, right? You know, everybody eats really well and eats a lot of protein.
He goes, you guys know your audience. I heard that a bunch of times. You know your audience. Well, yeah. I am your audience. Yeah. It's not like it's that hard for me to do or us to do. It's like we're the same audience, right? Yeah. So, and I have no doubt we're going to blow the next one out of the water. I'm not even concerned, if you will. I mean, it's so part of our DNA step up. You know, I think back to the Grow Summit 2019, there was a U-shaped room, no stage, a projector, one projector, and about 47 gyms, 47 people, probably 30 gyms.
Mm-hmm.
It's a couple people from each gym. We had 2 days. You know, we still did the food, though. Like, that was, like, a really big deal for me, right? Let's take care of the food. And to where we are now with production and, you know, somebody asked if, you know, we spent $1 million on that thing. I mean, close. I mean, in my head, it was more than $1 million, you know, to put that event on. It's not cheap. And we don't make money on the front end of this deal. It just doesn't happen. In fact, it bankrupts some people, it's that heavy. And so, you know, we put a lot into it. We really appreciate all the fine comments that we got and everybody had a good time. And really, end of the day, all I care about is you guys going back and kicking ass, like going to take this stuff and go put it into action today. I mean, Monday's yesterday, but like today's Tuesday, but like, don't sit on it. Mm-hmm. You've got all the info. Just go do the things. Hopefully, if you weren't able to make it to this year's Growth to Summit, go get your tickets for Nashville. Just put it, you know, you buy it now. It's next September.
Yeah, you have a year's, you know, worth of time to plan it and to get there.
Grab as many seats as you want. I think up to 5, I think, on that order form. Doesn't matter to me. Just grab them and be there. And for me, that really keeps us going, right? Like seeing everybody having a great time. You know, we didn't talk about the after party for the Iron Circle and stuff, but like I sit back and I watch everybody having a great time. And that's, to me, that fills my cup or whatever you want. Like, it's like, holy crap. We get all these people from all different states, countries, really. Some of them never even met each other until that night.
Yeah.
Right. And I even had some of the new guys like, hey man, you guys really know how to throw a party, man. Like, I mean, yeah, of course. I'm one of you. You know what I mean? So it was awesome to see all of that happening right in front of our eyes, and people were excited to, you know, end the night there and have a good time. So,
yeah. And you know, and the Iron Circle, the new additions, who's in that room, really excited for like the next couple of weeks. Like, we got the opportunity to start breaking bread and getting to know these people. But, you know, for us, it's getting in the weeds, learning each of those businesses a little bit better, how we can, you know, continue the progression for each of them over, you know, this next year. And I'm excited to really continue to see breakthroughs, you know, from Sam's comment about just how already implemented some of those things and it works and he's seeing it, to when that becomes the norm for him. We know what that does for a gym owner and the quality of life that comes with it, getting out of the seat, not managing and doing all of the things yourself. You know, you part of your presentation, you referred back to the Robert Kiyosaki's cash flow quadrants. And even for some of our, you know, like I would think about Wayne, you know, he's now opened a second location. So he's a little bit more deeper in the business than he has been. But you know, throughout our conversation, it's about, okay, now let me start figuring out the system so that I don't have to be the one pulling all the levers anymore.
Right.
And that's, you know, that's a big thing for gym owners, I think, across the board. You guys listening, you either feel that is a pain point probably, or you know, have started to see some of that success with some of the systems that you've implemented, and it only gets better. I mean, it only gets better. I think that it was really cool too, because I heard a few gym owners talk about the shift around success. Like, there were some people that entered that room that still felt like success was the enemy, that they couldn't be successful because it came across egotistical or like it had a negative connotation around success. And being around other gym owners that they got to know, they got to, like, you know, like in a personal level, like who these people are and see what the business has done for them personally. Like I've said way back to probably the beginning, the first week we did this podcast, I personally believe that it's our obligation to our creator to be successful. the more people, you know, like the more successful you can become, the more you can turn around, the more lives you can touch. And I think that was a big takeaway for a lot of people, was that with that comes a greater...
Making money is okay.
Yeah.
I set it in mind.
Yeah.
I was like, this is not a bad thing, right? And we talked about that two episodes ago where I talked about the guy who made 70 grand and didn't have any money, 707 million, and he just never had any money because he thought he had to spend it all in order for to get replenished. So, yeah, it's money's a funny thing. If you don't talk about it early on, like my daughter is not going to be afraid of talking about money.
No.
She's sending me her eBay reports of the Squishmallows she's selling on eBay. Like, I made 70 bucks today, 12 years old, killing the game, baby. So, talk about it young, early with your kids, but, you know, as far as celebrating success and surrounding yourself by the iron, with, you know, for us, it's the Iron Circle. It's like, that's the outlet you can do that in.
Yeah.
I brought this up on stage with Grover specifically for this reason, because this is a mindset issue for gyms. They cannot celebrate their wins because of the guilt they feel, or they can't do it because they don't want their clients to see them enjoying themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a starving artist mentality. His response was like, it's your obligation to do this. Like, you need to, don't do it in a crummy, cheesy way. Celebrate the wins with your clients, but also celebrate your own wins. You have to.
Yep.
So it's very, very cool, guys. Hopefully you join us live next year, but you can pick up the recordings now if you want to snag those and go implement.
Yeah.
Hopefully that helps you guys. We're here for you. If you want to book a call, there's a link in the show notes. Join our Facebook group. Join us at the Grow Summit. Get the recordings. Do all the things. Got a new book out. All the fun stuff. We'll see you guys on the next show. Take care. Bye. All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.